Proclamation number 4798 of 14th of December, 1949. Disciples of the End Time. Perk has roared for faith. You, my disciples of the last days, you truly only have faith without any evidence that I once walked on earth in order to exemplify to people the path they should take in order to become blessed. You must now let this faith in me become so alive that my spirit can work in you, which I announce to you with the words, I will send you the Comforter, and I will remain with you until the end of the world. What cannot be proven to you will nevertheless convince you as the only truth, because the Spirit within you makes it known to you. And thus you can feel like my disciples, like apostles, like my first disciples who had me myself around them as obvious evidence and for whom it was therefore far easier to believe what I taught them. But you shall experience my return, you shall experience the crowning of your faith. You shall visibly experience me at the end precisely because you believe and establish such a close bond with me through this faith that I can and will reward it. Through my visible presence and your being brought home into the kingdom of peace. This is such an immense privilege on earth that you have to earn it, that you have to struggle and provide me with the evidence that you believe in me and my act of salvation. How often will the bulwark of faith still be shaken in the last days? Then you must remain steadfast and by no means let yourselves be influenced by people's speeches. And this strong faith is to come from yourselves, for every one of you humans can request my support, and if he prays to me in spirit and in truth he will truly receive what he asks for. And thus you should ask for strong faith. And the feeling of my presence will also let you become profoundly faithful, even though you otherwise have no evidence of me and my working on earth. But if I wanted to exert my influence by giving you evidence, your merit of faith would be weakened to favor, such as the extraordinary return in the clouds, would be a compulsion of faith which Roman one, however, will never use because you shall become perfect. And thus you must struggle for strong faith and not allow yourselves to be distracted by any doubts. You live in truth and will also reach the aim, for you will be looked after by beings of light which constantly surround you and also order your thoughts, so that you can provide your service as my true disciples on earth for the blessing of fellow human beings who are in danger of falling away from me. You will complete the mission of my first apostles. Spread my teaching in the last days before the end. You will also be able to do so because I am constantly present to you and also give you the grace to recognize me and my working. And thus you will need no further evidence than only my working of the Spirit, which I pour out on all those who want to serve me and believe in me. Amen.